So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Hagoyin of Nefesh mi Yisrael, Eina Chayiv Achech Nesen Nulur Shusay. If a person kidnaps another Jew and sells him to be a slave, he's liable only if the buyer brought the captive into his property, because the Pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim states, V'gunav ish u'mukhare v'nimtza b'yadim mo'isyumas. The word v'nimtza means be'edim, there were witnesses. And the word b'yadim means b'shusay, the captive is in the buyer's property. Rabbi Yehuda adds, Achech Nesen Nulur Shusay b'yishtamash b'y. He is liable only if both the buyer brought the captive into his property and he made him do work, because the pasuk in Parashat Kisetze states, Ki imotze ish goinim nefesh v'samar boi umuchari. As the Gemara explains, the Tanna Kamma also agrees to Achech Nesen Lur Shusa v'yishtamash boi. And imur pachas mishava pruta ike benayu. The distinction is if the captive did work that was worth less than one pruta. The Tanna Kamma holds chaya because there was shimush, while Rabbi Yehuda holds pata because it was not worth a pruta. The Mishnah proceeds with a machlokes regarding hagoinim es benoi, if a person stole and sold his own son. Bishmol benoi shel b'yichem b'breikem mechayev, a chum patron, Bishmol holds he's liable, and the chum holds he's not liable, because the pasuk states, v'nimtze b'yadoi, prat l'motzui. He's liable only for a captive that is usually not with him, but not for his son, who usually is with him. And Rava adds, therefore, hani mikri dardiki u'masni rabbanon, ki mitzuyin b'yodim dama u'patiri. If a teacher steals a student, he's not liable because the captive usually is with him. The Mishnah continues with the machlokes regarding ganav misha chesi eved v'chesi ben charen. If the ganav stole and sold a person who is partially eved kanani and a partially Yisrael, such as he belonged to two partners and one set him free, Rabbi Yehuda mechayev v'chacham patron. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's liable, while the chacham holds he's not liable. As the Gemara explains, they disagree in the understanding of the same pasuk. Yimotze ish goinim nefesh me'achav b'mnei Yisrael. Rabbi Yehuda holds the word me'achav comes to exclude avadim, a complete eved, because misha ish le'achva yotze eved she'en le'achva. Neved Kanani is not considered your brother, because as Rashi explains, in Elikim Behema. And the words B'nai Yisrael come to exclude Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Mecharin, even a partial Eved. And the superfluous letter Mem of Mebnei Yisrael also comes to exclude Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Mecharin. Therefore, have a miut achar miut, bein mit achar miut el rabbis. Two exclusions are considered an inclusion, which teaches that one is liable for a Chetzi Eved Chetzi Mecharin. While the Chacham hold the word me'echav does not exclude avadim, because the ochav hu b'mitzvahs, and Eved Kanani is considered your brother, because like you, he's obligated mitzvahs. Therefore, B'nai Yisrael comes to exclude Eved, and the mem of B'nai Yisrael comes to exclude Misha Chetzi Eved Chetzi Mecharin, and one is not liable for a Chetzi Eved Chetzi Mecharin. The above mentioned pasuk, which reads in its entirety, Ki imotze ish goinav nefesh me'echav b'mnei Yisrael b'sama boi mecharai, u'meis haganav ahu v'yarta ro mikibecher, teaches the Einish Lagain of Nefesh Mechari. And the Gemara proceeds to teach the sources for Azhara Lagain of Nefesh Mechari. From the Pasuk in Parashas Yisrei, Loi Signev, we derive the Lav for Geneva. And from the Pasuk in Parashas Bahar, Leimkru Memkeres Evet, we derive the Lav for Mechira. And therefore, regarding the Einish of Gain of Nefesh Mechari, two testimonies are required, one for Geneva, that he stole the Yisrael, and one for Mechira, that he then sold this Yisrael. The Gemara proceeds with a discussion regarding Edim Zayman. If witnesses testify that someone both stole and sold the Yisrael, and were then found to be Edim Zayman, Edi Gneva u'mechira neragen. If one set of Edim testified to both the Gneva and Mechira, and they were then found to be Zayman, they get chenik because their Edis caused a death sentence to the supposed perpetrator. However, there's a machlekes regarding Edi Gneva ve'Edim Mechira benefesh shuhuzamu. If two sets of Edim testified, one to the Gneva and the other to the Mechira, and then both sets were found to be Edim Zayman, Chizki Amar ein erogen, Rabbi Yechon Amar erogen. Chizki holds that both sets of Edom do not get chenek, while Rabbi Yechon holds that both sets of Edom do get chenek. As the Gemara explains, they disagree in the Machlekes Rabbi Kiva v'Chacham in the understanding of the following pasuk: Apishnei Edom, Yakim Davar. Chizki Amar ein erogen, because he holds Rabbi Kiva that the word Davar teaches Davar v'lechatzi Davar. Only if two Edom testify about a complete matter, such as both Geneva and Mechira, for which one gets Misa, they are liable. But if they testify about a partial matter, such as only Geneva or only Mechira, for which there is no Misa, they are not liable. And Rashi adds, accordingly, B'kivin de'inhu le'miktali, ihunami im le'huzmu le'miktal. Since if the two sets were Edim Zayman, they cannot be executed. Therefore, if the two sets were not Edim Zayman, the Gain of Nefesh cannot be executed either, because ta'avila edus, shi'iyat yochel azima v'lehava edus. A testimony in which the Edim cannot be punished with kasha zamam is void. Rabbi Yechon Amar Nerogen, because he holds like the Rabbanah that Davar v'afelechatzi Davar. If two Edom testified about a partial matter, such as only Geneva or only Mechira, they are liable. And the Gemara explains that their Machlekes also applies to the case of Edi Geneva b'nefesh shehuzmu. If Edom Zayman testified only to the Geneva, and there were no Edom to the Mechira, according to Chizkiya Loiken, they do get Malkus, because since they do not get Misa for the testimony, even if Eidim Mechira testified later, therefore, Lav Sheh Ein Anit and Lasaros Misa Bez and Lichen Lav. They can get Malkus for their transgression because it does not include a possible Misa punishment. While according to Rabbi Yechanan, Ein Lichen, they do not get Malkus, because since they do get Misa for the testimony, if Eidim Mechira testified later, therefore, Lav Sheh Nit and Lasaros Misa Bez and Ein Lichen Lav. They cannot get Malkus for their transgression because it includes a possible Misa punishment. The Gemara says, however, regarding the Einish of Ben Seir Meira, a son who stole wine and meat from his parents, a testimony of two occurrences are required. For the first occurrence, the Ben Seir Meira gets Malkus, and for the second occurrence, he gets Skila stoning. Here, Meidich Chizkiah, Be'edim Achreinim Shal Ben Seir Meira, Shehuz Moshe Neragin. Chizkiah agrees that if two sets of Eidim testified, each for one occurrence, and the second set were found to be Zaymin, they do get Skila, and this is not considered Chatzi Davar, because since the first Eidus alone causes Malkus to the victim, and they are not bound to the second Eidus, therefore the second Eidus is also considered not bound to the first Eidus, and the second Eidus alone causes Misa to the victim. Rav Papa asks that if so, then Chizki ought to agree, even regarding Eidi Geneva ve'Eid Mechir b'Nefesh Shehuzmu, that Eid Mechir Nerogen, the second said the Eid Mechir do get Chenek, and this is not chatzidav, because mitech shechoil and edig neva loymel halkoise banu, since the first said the edig neva alone caused malchus to the victim, and they're not bound to the eid mechira, because lav she'en and itin lazarz mis bez and leikin alav, therefore, bahane echri nikuli dav kar avdila. The second said the eid mechira are also considered not bound to the edig neva, and the eid mechira alone caused misa to the victim. Therefore, a papa concludes that the machlekes chizki Rabbi Yechanan is only regarding the first set, the edig neva. Chizkiah holds Eidi Geneva Ein Nerogen, because Geneva L'chudakayim or Mechira L'chudakayim. Since he holds the Eidi Geneva alone caused Malkus to the victim, they're not bound to the Eid Mechira, and they did not cause Misa to the victim. While Rabbi Yechanan holds Nerogen because Geneva Aschalta de Mechirihi. Since the Eidi Geneva alone do not cause Malkus to the victim, they're bound to the Eid Mechira, and together they cause Misa to the victim. However, Bechelin does agree be'edim rishonim shel ben seir meira shehuzmu she'ein erogen. If the first set of the first occurrence were found to be zaymin, they do not get skila, because mitech shechem leima harishonim al kaisa banu. Since the first edim do cause malchus to the victim, as the pasuk states v'yisro esay, therefore their testimony is not bound to the second edim, and they did not cause misa to the victim. The Gemara concludes, Amar Ravasi, Eidim Mechir B'Nefesh, Shehuzmu Ein Erogen. If Eidim Zayman testified only on the Mechira, and at that time there were no Eidim on the Geneva, they do not receive Misa, because Metech Sheyach Leimar, Avdi Mecharti. Since their victim can claim that he legitimately sold his servant, they did not cause Misa to him.